Dance Shoes, a sub-discount outlet of 4ZZZ.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max, Eliza, Jazz and Anissa with your 8am Zlines. In local news, 99% of donor sperm from a Queensland clinic has been rated as high risk of a potential mix-up. After conducting a secret internal investigation in 2023, the Queensland Fertility Group found that more than 3,000 vials of sperm are at risk of not being from the person on the label, due to a lack of the crucial double witnessing procedures. Fabrizio Horta, a senior lecturer and IVF researcher at the University of New South Wales, said double witnessing has been industry standard in Australia since 2012. This investigation comes after a Brisbane couple received the wrong sperm in 2020. A Queensland agriculture company has been fined $21,000 for unlawfully docking pay from dozens of seasonal workers in 2022. McChrystal Agriculture Services, which operates a sweet potato farm in the Bundaberg region, made deductions from 29 employees totaling $14,500 for breaches of its alcohol and drug policies. Judge Salvatore Vasta acknowledged that the policy was introduced, according to Mr. McChrystal, as a last resort to address the significant ongoing issues, including community endangerment. However, McChrystal realised that there was no authority under the Fair Work Act to do what he did.
In national news, social media bans threaten vulnerable identities. As of December 10th, 2026, the Australian government will implement national social media restrictions for users under the age of 16, where users may now be required to provide government-issued identification. However, this poses a risk of identity security to the most vulnerable community members, such as domestic violence victims and those under witness protection, as well as those with name preferences. Associate Dean of Interaction and Information at RMIT, Dana McKay, has said, "For most people, the ban will probably work and keep young people off social media. But for most at risk, life is going to be a lot more difficult."
Hailey Mariam Kiros of Ethiopia won the Sydney Marathon on Sunday, becoming the fastest person to ever run the 4.2 kilometre distance in Australia. Kiros clocked a time of 2 hours and 6 minutes, beating the past record by 12 seconds. In addition, Dutch long-distance runner Sifan Hassan became the fastest female to ever complete the marathon in a record time of 2 hours and 18 minutes. Under the blue skies, an estimated 35,000 participants joined the streets of Sydney to take part in the marathon, with this year's race marking the city's first in the Abbott World Marathon Major Series. Sydney Marathon Race Director Wayne Larden said he was thrilled with the results of the weekend, both on and off the course. "The record-breaking performances and the incredible turnout have truly cemented this year's event as a milestone in Australian marathon history," Mr. Larden said.
In international news, Indonesians have recently expressed anger with demonstrations from the 28th to 29th of August due to recent reports that 580 members of the House of Representatives have been receiving a housing allowance of 50 million rupiah, which is equivalent to $4,739 per month since September 2024. This amount is approximately 20 times the monthly minimum wage in poor regions and almost 10 times the minimum wage in the capital city. On Thursday, 28 August, when 600 people were arrested, a motorcycle driver, Afan Kurniawan, was hit by a police car. He died later in the hospital. Thousands of drivers gathered near the police mobile brigade headquarters in Jakarta. "I joined the protest because I'm very concerned about the death of my fellow driver," 52-year-old Muzakir told AFP. Rising anger led to the burning of political homes and government buildings. Protests spread from Jakarta to major cities like Surabaya and Medan. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with the chance of shower later in the day. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.5, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.